Here I lie, capital E. Presto, a still smaller town than Kyog. Some 100 paces from it lies the manor house nigh so, where Thorwaldsen, the famed sculptor, generally sojourned during his stay in Denmark, and where he called many of his immortal works into existence. But little Tuck was no longer laying down. All at once he was on horseback. On he went at full gallop, still galloping on and on. A knight with a gleaming plume and most magnificently dressed held him before him on the horse, and thus they rode through the wood to the old town of Bordingborg, and that was a large and very lively town. High towers rose from the castle of the king, and the brightness of many candles streamed from all the windows. Within was dance and song, and King Waldemar and the young, richly attired maids of honour danced together. The morn now came, and as soon as the sun appeared, the whole town and the king's palace crumbled together, and one tower after the other, and at last only a single one remained standing where the castle had been before. A Bordingborg in the region of King Waldemar, a considerable place, now an unimportant little town. One solitary tower only, and some remains of a wall show where the castle once stood. And the town was so small and poor, and the schoolboys came along with their books under their arms and said, 2,000 inhabitants, but that was not true, for there were not so many.